Right now on the line is got to be one of the most proudest dads in this country. In fact, he's not in this country. He is in Asia because his son, Simon, has picked up a sporting trifecta. This is unbelievable. A Commonwealth Games medalist, already a Paralympic medalist, but overnight, Simon Patmore won gold at the Paralympics in Pyeongchang, the Winter Games. I've got his dad, Pete, on the line. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very, very well. More importantly, how are you? How's Simon?
Fantastic. He's really, really stoked both at the response, but also just the fact that he came over to do a job and did it really well. And he's really excited. I had dinner with him last night, the team's coach, and they were celebrating not on the alcohol. They've got more another event coming up on Friday, but they just had a ball, and he's really grateful for that. The privilege of representing the country, but also for taking home a gold. It's been a big thing for him.
Pete, it was our first Winter Paralympics gold in 16 years, the snowboard cross.
Yep. Yeah, it's not lost on him that the fact that the media actually brought it to his attention. He's a guy that sort of zones into just what he has to do on the day. He says you follow the process and trust on the process. That's his motto. And he sort of didn't worry about those things, but when he was alerted to that fact, he added to the enormity of what happened yesterday, and it was fantastic for him. I'm so proud of him.
Pete, he is a boy from Brisbane. How does he start doing snowboarding and become one of the best on the planet at it?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. He was a top-notch runner, racing, won a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games in 2010 in India. In London, he in front of 85,000 people, he made the final. He was the favourite for that. The 100, or arguably 100 to 200, and in the final of the 100, which was his first race, he tore his hamstring about 70, 80 metres into the race, didn't know what that was, and just went on adrenaline and still got the bronze, but that ruled him out of the rest of the event. He then raced in the world in France, and he felt he was just getting that little bit long in the tooth, all at 26, mind you, and so he decided to try out his hand on a 400-metre race, so he had his first race in South America and on Anzac Day of 2013, and he did extremely well over there, but he came home and said, "Dad, I've decided I'm going to pull the plug," because I lived vicariously through him and travel around to watch him, and I was devastated. "No, get back on your bike, mate. I want you to go to Rio." But no, he pulled the plug, and he got a bit down, and he decided to do something a bit different. He said he was going to support the AIS and went to do some work with some new kids coming into the sports. And that was a bit of a fib. He actually went and tried out for snowboard trials and found out that there was going to be his category here in South Korea. And so he went there and tried out. 6 weeks later, he'd never been on snow before. Only a skateboarder. He's a really good skateboarder. And he, 6 weeks later, he's in the Netherlands in his first international meet. So, yeah.
And so six weeks after he first went on snow, he's competing internationally.
Yep. That's correct, yes.
What about your boy?
He wasn't real flash at it, mind you. I've been having footage of that, but notwithstanding, he improved pretty quickly.
Oh, Peter Patmore, I guess, this afternoon, all the way from South Korea, Pyeongchang. That's right, it is the Winter Paralympics. His son Simon has picked up Australia's first gold in 16 years, snowcross. Now, Peter, Erb's palsy, is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay, can you tell us through what, can you talk us through what that is and how it affects Simon?
Okay, I can tell you the way that the doctors explained it, and it's very simple for that. If you think of a piece of cable, and you think that it's got a wire inside and a plastic sheath on the outside.
Yep.
When Simon was born, a bit of trauma at birth, and he injured some of the nerves on the way out, and in fact, it not just broke the wire, which is often happens with childbirth, but it actually broke the plastic sheath as well, so there was nothing for the thing to reunite and join, and so muscle damage from the neck down through his arm, which really makes the arm is pretty non-functional. He can use it, but it's always at a 90-degree angle, and the risk drops significantly. And you can see that on some of the photos that you'll see on shots of him at the medal presentation. But he's never, ever once complained about that. He's never seen himself with a kid with a disability. He always, at St. Pat's College at at Sandgate. He was captain of the soccer side. He played rugby, all that sort of stuff. He didn't let that stop him. So that's the sort of kid he is and
what,
was.
What an absolute champion, an absolute champion indeed. Now, I'm just thinking, he's won Olympic bronze or Paralympic bronze and Commonwealth Games gold as as a sprinter, and yet one arm isn't working properly. I just can't even fathom how hard that would be.
Yeah,
because you use your arms to run, and then to keep balance on a snowboard as well.
Absolutely, but you have a look at some of these Paralympic kids. And with stories far worse than Simon, kids that had the legs taken off by sharks, or kids that have been running around injured in South Africa in wars and those sorts of things. And it's not kidding; it's pretty humbling as a dad to come and see these kids that are running. Fantastic times that able-bodies can't even run in often situations, and they're running along with two arms missing and those sorts of things. If anybody hasn't seen the para kids have a go, they should have a look at it because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's all over Seven, mate. They are the host broadcasters of the games. Peter, I'll let you keep going and celebrate. What's his next event? What do we need to keep an eye out for?
He competes on Friday. There's almost, if you like to say, the sprint race. It's the downhill.
Yeah.
They have three runs, a field of 22, three runs each, and the person with the fastest time out of each of their three runs gets the gold, and second fastest silver, and third fastest bronze. So it's a speed one. One of the things that you don't appreciate on TV, because it's the first time I've ever seen him on Sky, is how steep it is. These kids fly. They absolutely do.
Outstanding stuff. We hope he flies on Friday. Peter, thank you for having a chat to us this afternoon. Peter Patmore, Simon's dad. So he is the first Australian to win a medal at both Summer and Winter Paralympics. This is an amazing feat. He's a kid from Castledine, St. Pat's out at Sandgate, as Dad just said, 30 years of age. So he's got a Paralympic bronze in athletics. He's now got a Winter Games gold in the snowboard cross. And that's to add to his Commonwealth Games gold. How good is this? And he's been right under our nose the whole time. Simon Patmore, remember that name. We're 7 away from 4.